Hi, this is Sue Troy. I'm site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today, I'm talking with BJ Subramanian, cloud computing expert and practice manager for managed services at Lars Technologies, an IT services and consulting company in the Midwest. Hi, BJ.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Very good. So there are a number of ways that virus can get involved with cloud storage, from acting as an agent for an existing cloud storage provider, to setting up their own cloud storage services business, to helping a customer set up a private cloud. With those possible approaches out there, how does a reseller like Lars Technologies figure out exactly how they're going to plug into cloud storage?
There's no short answer for that, but I'll try to give a short answer to this question. It's typically a requirements and capabilities driven, i.e. requirements of the customer and the capabilities of a reseller. So let's look at the reseller capabilities first. So you have to start with the strength of a reseller. So you have to find out, will I be able to provide a value to the customer? And that's obviously why you're a value-added reseller. So for example, if a reseller has extensive engineering strength and they could easily translate that ability to architect and design private cloud for the customer's needs. So that's pretty much what Lars has been doing all along. So, for example, we have extensive storage experience based on our partnerships with Sun Oracle, EMC, HP, and Dell. Our engineers know the capabilities of commercial products, and we can compare that with the cloud capabilities. So that could be an easy translation. And that's how we help with setting up a private cloud with our customers. And some resellers might not have extensive engineering resources, or they don't want to dedicate resources. So then that would be a classic case where they can resell other products, other providers' storage services. And essentially that would be your scenario of acting like a pure agent.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at what what your current capabilities are and figuring out how you can leverage those to get cloud storage business.
Correct. And that is the first part of the equation, understanding your capabilities. But regardless of what your capabilities are, if that does not match what the customer wants, it does not make any sense. So that's what you have to look at, what your customers are looking for. So you look at your customer base and what are the requirements they have. And if the customer is looking to do certain things and then you have a different capabilities internally, and it's not going to match. So that's the important thing for resellers to look for, is try to avoid the approach of hammer looking for a nail. I have the services to resell, and this is a service, and then this are the customer requirements. I don't care what yours is. Please try to fit in what I have. And that's the approach that the reseller needs to avoid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in terms of setting up a private cloud for people, for customers, typically what kinds of customers are you talking to about that?
So I can't say with regards to the size, but depends on what kind of a data, how much data they have to process, and how much data that they can afford to take it outside their premise. So that is the biggest factor here. So for example, a big Fortune 1000 companies might not have a big IT staff, and then they might say, I don't have any compliance requirements to keep the data in-house, and I can't afford to go with a public cloud. On the other hand, a much smaller company might have a huge amounts of data, and they will be regulated by compliance, and they will have to go with a private cloud option.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when it comes to the idea of a reseller or offering their own cloud storage services, is this always going to mean setting up their own data center, then building the cloud with all the cost and risk involved in that, or is there an easier way?
So the first thing you have to look at is the business case. It's essentially a fundamental business case decision. Is there a market for that? Can I be successful doing it? Do I have sales channels to bring in customers once I set it up? And then what's the marketing capabilities do I possess? And what's my technical support? So all these gets into the account, and you essentially have to create a business case for it. But after that, there are no shortcuts. And I'm afraid to say that the very nature of setting up an infrastructure and offering a service is that's when you weigh what the rewards are against the risk and look at the business case that I was talking to you earlier and what needs to be, what is my current potential. And based on that, you have to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest thing that I have to add on to this is you have to look at how commoditized is that service going to be. Am I going to provide a niche in this market? So, for example, if food is a commodity, now why are there different restaurants? So why is there a place for fast food places? If the food is better in a gourmet restaurant, why are there fast food? So they provide a different set of value. Similarly, what kind of a value and a niche that you're going to provide is something that you have to be very clear. If you're going to be one more player in the market providing these services, it's going to be much more riskier for you to do that.
There are some cloud storage software platform developers that, you know, they've talked about really huge margins for cloud storage services, like 70%. Based on, you know, what you guys have seen at Laris, is that realistic?
From my experience that I've seen, I have not seen a 70% margin. If that was the case, a lot of people would have jumped on it.
Yeah.
As much as the hardware is the cost of a storage is reducing dramatically, but what's not reducing is the maintenance and the administration of the storage, and that's actually the bulk of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So if the storage cost is reducing, it's reducing at the same rate as it is for a service provider as for a customer.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can buy a $10 drive for $5 today, the same thing is applicable to both provider and a customer. So that equates to itself. But what's different is the administration cost, and that you can never replace. That's always going to be the case. The only way you can reduce that is by economy of scale.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining me, Vijay. For more on how VARs and MSPs can get involved in cloud storage, be sure to visit searchstoragechannel.com.